goodness upon receipt, grace for grace. The word of God is the ordained means of receiving all that is ordained for us in Christ Jesus. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Olide, of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word for you to receive. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Receiving.
Your people together?
Yes.
Thank you for the purpose of our gathering. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We have asked, we have prayed, and we trust you that you have answered us. That every one of us will go back home in a supernatural way.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Let's have a seat. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. As he said, don't misunderstood him. What he said was practically truth. So when you see someone doing the same thing in the same way and is expecting a different result, see, that person is not alright. Because I know that we'll have many read a lot of men, and I love that. Yesterday I gained a very powerful knowledge here. Communication. So when I finish communicating, I will go and ask him, how is my communication, please? So that he will tell me, this place you didn't communicate well. Then I will pick correction. Is that true? How many of you agree with that? Don't know why you need to look at a madman very well. When you see a madman, stay one side and watch the man very well. You know why? So that you'll be learning how not to be mad. Huh? Do you understand? Uh-huh. And if you want to succeed in life, go and study those who have failed. Study those who have failed and determine not to do what they do. Then you now go and study those who are succeeding and determine to do what they do. You are welcome, man. All of you are highly welcome. They are not answering me. Actually, tonight, something must happen to you that will make you to remember that God encounter your life. God, the Almighty God, wants you to live a supernatural life, not a natural one. The natural people will look at you, they say, of it too, this person is a supernatural woman. Is it possible? Yes. If you don't know that it's possible, I want you to know tonight that it's possible. So we'll be dealing with a matter tonight, the teaching of the Holy Spirit. The teaching of the Holy Spirit. Because the testimony we are hearing now, I had one again today, I was so happy. So, it's a lesson to me. So, I will no longer disturb myself that you are not cashing up. You are cashing up. Another thing that has disturbed me for now, but now, I believe you are cashing up, every one of you. But by the time you go out and SCB what you have learned, they will celebrate you there. And when they are celebrating you, remember God and remember me. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2. We are going to read verse 20 and 27. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. And the anointing which you have received abided in you, and you know not that anyone should teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you. Let's go to 1 John 2 verse 20 first. Let's read verse 20. I don't want to read the Bible for you, but let's read it together. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. He did not say you will know all things. And you know all things. It is because you don't know that you know all things. That's why you are not knowing all things. Now, verse 27. But the anointing which you have received of him abided in you. And you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. This thing, I pray that God will grant us perfect understanding to grab the reality. That on a daily basis, you will be living the kind of higher life. That is God's ordained life for you. Now, where we read, see, you have an unction. You have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Let's understand that this anointing you have received is in you. It's not outside of you. Now, when I say the teaching of the Holy Spirit, I will just in two ways now. Have you ever seen a teacher that have no subject he teaches? Huh? And if a teacher is teaching a subject, there must be a booklet he's using. So that you can go and read the same booklet for what he's teaching you. Now, have you ever seen a shepherd that have no rod? They are not answering you. Every shepherd you see, you will see him with a rod. It means for him to shepherd the sheep very well, he must use the rod to direct them. Likewise, the Holy Ghost, who is the sheep shepherd, who is a great shepherd, who is a good shepherd, have a rod. And the rod he uses to shepherd us is the word of God. I want you to get straight. Now, because the rod, when you say rod or staff, they are not just a mere stick or a mere pole that somebody holds. The meaning is the word of God. Now, when the Holy Ghost begins to teach you, he is teaching you that from the beginning, you and him are one and the same. The teaching of the Holy Ghost will only benefit anyone when the person comes to the knowledge that him and the Holy Ghost are one and the same. Now, let me read it further. Can we read Psalm 23 together? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the sea water. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Excuse me, when you use cane to flog a child, are you comforting the child? To tell you that it's not talking about cane, rod. It's talking about something that has something to do with your life. See, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Abi? Now good. This is where I'm going tonight. And I want you to really pay close attention. The problem will literally be met away if you understand this reality. You will now realize that you don't really have a problem. What you know, what you see, is that problem is calling you for solution. But you think that you have problem. But in the eyes of the problem, he sees you as the one that has solution for him. Now hear this. The teaching of the Holy Spirit is that the fourth thing is that he comes to live in you. Abi? For your safety. And a first further to let you know that his our desire is that you live in him for your glory. Many are saved today, they are not glorified. Many are saved today, shame surrounding, because they did not know the teaching of the Holy Spirit. Where we took ourselves, let's go back there. As we are listening tonight, every shame in your life and around you will literally disappear. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 27, where were they? But the anointing which you have received of him dwelleth in you or abided in you, and you need not that any man teach you what? That he dwelleth in you. So some person, when they say, are you saved? He doubt. Are you a child of God? How do you become a child of God? They cannot explain. But the word of God is telling you, no, you don't need anyone to teach you how you were saved. How do you know that you are saved? I know that I am saved because I know and I know and I know. My spirit tells me because of the events that have taken place. How do you know that you cannot be sick? The person that God recreated in Christ Jesus is pure and holy, no sickness in him. That's what said to it. Not because he turns in income. Mm-mm. But you understand the caliber of the person he made you to be. Then you stand on that ground. If somebody just look at you now and say, are you black or fair? Do you need to die?
No.
Will you think twice? For me to say, no, I am dark in complexion. What do you see? Do you know to some of you now, say, are you fair or black? You say, No. It means you don't know who you are. When the devil came to me, Jesus said, if you are the Son of God, Jesus didn't argue with him. He didn't say, I am or I am not. But he told him something that Satan will never forget. Every day when situation confronts you, you should release a word from your spirit man that situation will never forget. I pray you understand this matter. You know, we've carried what God is not attached with our life for a longer year, and it has not become a heavy load. Wish I trust God tonight, you will release those loads. So this true life story. I know old woman was coming from farm with firewood on her head, and a pickup just stopped to give her a lift. The woman sat at the back of the pickup and she put the firewood on her head. They say, why did this? They say, no, this firewood may spoil the vehicle. What was the vehicle meant for? The pickup is to carry firewood. Is that not so? But the woman didn't know. And unfortunately, the woman nearly reached the house before the driver knew that the woman didn't drop the something. Many of us today, we have been delivered, yet we carry load. As if nothing has happened. Every load that Jesus rolled away from your life, that you have seen carry, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command it to be rolled away from your life. This is a very, very thing I want you to learn today. There are secret things that you know. It's called mystery. Because it took the person of Jesus to practice the principle of Jesus. It takes the life of Jesus to practice the love of Jesus. The Bible contains the person of Jesus and the principles of Jesus. The Bible contains the life of Jesus and the love of Jesus. So if the life of Jesus is missing, then practicing his law becomes difficult. If the person of Jesus is missing, then the principle of Jesus will become difficult to practice. But listen to me, something must have, it just have to happen to you tonight. Now, for you ask, but you have the same, the anointing which you have received from the Holy One, abiding in you, you did not need anyone to teach you that he dwells there. You should know. You should just know. Now, and I went further to say, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and this anointing is truth. The anointing did not know the truth. He is the truth. The anointing did not explain the truth. He is the truth. Now, and is no lie. And even as it has taught you, you shall dwell. This is the point I'm going to. You shall dwell in him. You shall. When the Holy Ghost teaches your spirit man, and your spirit man understands what he teaches you, you know that you and him. Do you understand? Hi. Am I communicating? Hi. I wonder why we didn't carry some things. Maybe sometimes you just be buying me some things so that I can use, so that they will understand this reality. It's a serious issue. I want you to capture the reality. Listen. Now, how many of you believe you have read in your Bible that Christ in you, the hope of glory? Now, how many of you have read in your Bible very well that where God say, I in them, Christ in you, and all of this? They are not as much in number than what God said, you in Christ, in him, in whom. Do you read all those ones? Now listen, you know, sometimes when we preach in crusade, if you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, say this, they did it. You know that matter is truth. But the people will still face a lot of problems which they will not be able to come out of it. That is the half part of the matter. Even though it's the beginning. Now, as we desire that Jesus should come and live in us, so also Jesus desire that we should live in him. That is what completes this matter very well. This will stop you from religion. Do we understand now? Now. Oh my God. What is the color of this handkerchief? This apron. Everyone that sees clearly. What is it? Eh? Some are just saying something I cannot talk. Okay. Okay. Which color that is so visible? Let's say red, Abby. Okay, now. If I have a black ink, black dye, and I decide to dip this handkerchief there. After some time, I remove it. What will the color turn to? What will make the color to turn to black? Because of the ink. Okay, now. Suppose I splash the ink on the handkerchief, will it turn black? When will the handkerchief turn black? Now, listen. Christ in you make you to look like this handkerchief. But when this handkerchief is now deep in that ink, which is a different color, when you draw it out, it will come out with a different color. That will now glorify this handkerchief. That's why I say, Christ in you, the hope, the vision of the glory that God wants to bring out through you. But that vision will now become a reality when you now listen to the teaching of the Holy Ghost, that his plan is that you too should be in him. You are not with me. Do you understand the point? When Christ comes to your life, you will still have doubt. You will see fear. But when you have come to the point of understanding that as he came into your life, you too are in him, what happened at that moment is that you and him become one and the same. So as fearless as he is, he will now be manifesting his fearlessness through your life. This is the point I'm raising now. How many of you are getting it? I will repeat again, I'll come again. How many of you have read in your Bible that? Come, please. If this brother is filled with the Holy Ghost, is it complete? Is it complete? No, you see, when we say this brother is filled with the Holy Ghost, he only received Jesus into his spirit. It's not complete. You don't know why it's not complete? If this brother beat, he remove his shirt, Abby. If he want to bath, he will remove his shirt now and bath. Is it not his body that is wet? What happened to his clothes? He's not wet. But as he's just going, and there is no houses around him, suddenly heavy rain began. What happened to both him and the cloth? They will be wet. When somebody is filled with the Holy Ghost, he receives Jesus. Only his spirit is filled. When he's baptized in the Holy Ghost, his soul will be filled. It is then now he can do something reasonable. Am I communicating? Okay. I don't know how I'm going to explain this matter now, but I need to explain it. On the day of Pentecost, two things happened to them. Abi? You know, your spirit can never speak without your mind. Is that true? Because anything that will come out of your spirit must pass through your mind. If your mind didn't allow that thing to come out, it will never come out. Have you ever seen somebody who want to speak in tongues, for instance? He's looking at his, what will people say? How many of you have been in that shoe? It's like they will laugh at me. Please, have you been there? And you keep quiet. Do you know why you keep quiet? If your soul says stop, your spirit wants to utter something that will liberate you and your generation, your soul say what? I don't know how I'm going to explain, but I must explain. Oh, God must help me. Now listen. I'm going somewhere. See. Wait. Please get me container. I put water there for you. Then this thing has to. No. Get container. I want to do something. Because they need to go back home with something great. Today mark the end of your failures. In the name of Jesus. Now for several years we labor. But we must know why we are laboring. Without getting results. Because you must begin to get results from now. This is what we are seeing now. When the Holy Ghost teaches you, it's not just teaching you things. It's teaching you to become you. He is teaching you to become you. And when he becomes you, you become him. Then it will now be, it will have the free flow to your life. Something happened. A young man gave a testimony the other day. Honestly, I never knew the trouble he was passing through. I never knew. So as usual, when I do my own drama, I was just talking to him in the sitting room there. Suddenly I do like this. Now when I did that, unknown to me, he had been coming for almost a month. That throughout the night he won't sleep. But after that, something disappeared. Yet, he never told me that he's sick. I never prayed for him. What happened? What drove that something out? It means that it's a touch. That touch is natural, but it's supernatural. Do you understand? A young man this morning, I have 2:30, say, because they start. My wife, I started saying the sign of laboring. I say, yes, he will deliver safely. That's all. There are nothing more than that. Is it with you now? I say, yes. Give her phone. Give her the phone. He will deliver safely. Amen. The next time they call, she said at home at that time. The next time he called me was 5:30. We shout. She said, it has happened. I said, it has happened, not now. Because that is what God ordained for you. He said you will deliver safely. Not by any means, by natural means. And it happened. I have to rush there to go and see that. Eh? Because I'm always happy with the children they gave out on Sunday. Eh? And then I want to capture your attention the more. That's why I'm saying all this so that you get to where I'm going. Get a cup. No cup. Nobody carry cup. Come to this place. Is there anybody drinking with cup again? Drinking water with cup? Do you have cup in your bag? All of you. Oh my God. More container. Hallelujah. Oh my. I want us to go back home with something that. Oh, that from today. He keep going. Okay. The key is with him. Tell me where he is. The key is with him. Hallelujah. How many of us are getting blessed already? Eh? God wants you to walk and live supernaturally in a natural way. And people will say, what is happening? Say, this is how life should be. Eh? I want to use it to explain what to say every day or in every meeting without knowing why we are saying what we are saying. Thank you very much. Let me start it. Sorry, thank you. What is this? How many of you say cup? And whether cup or something, how many of you say cup? Now, if I tell you now you fail the exam, you say no. What is this? Empty white cup. It is then you get it right. If you say cup, if I say which color? It means you didn't write it well. Or you get half over 10. Huh? Here I come now. What is this now? A cup that contains water. Please follow me. Eh? Even if you forget what you have planned, when you get back home, the voice will keep showing you the picture. When Satan comes, you say, no, you can't come again. I have seen something. Now, this container, the container, is God Himself. Illustration. The water inside is Jesus. This handkerchief in my hand is the new creation man, which has been saved. Now, something has happened. Before I did this handkerchief into this water, if I do the handkerchief like this, the highest thing it will do is to blow breeze. And that breeze will not deliver anything to anybody. Is that true? But now, if I bring it out now, and I decide to flash it like this, what happens? It will blow both breeze, but something will come out of the breeze that will affect someone. If I splash this on someone now, suddenly it's wet. What happened now is that this handkerchief now has affected this person's life by wetting him. Is that true? Now, when you understand the concept that Christ in you and you in Christ, that you will go out knowing that anything you say will affect the person that listens. Hi. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
But before that, you never knew that Christ in you, you know that Christ is in you, but you never knew that you are in Christ. Because you don't get that understanding, even though if you are doing the right thing, the effect may be nothing or little. Do you understand now? I pray you understand. Now, when you say, when the Holy Ghost now teaches you, to let you know that as he's in you, you also, you are in him. You never force yourself to be in him, but by divine order, you were made like that. That was the original plan. When God said, let us make man in our image me, so that the man will have the sense and the consciousness that the creator and the creation of his image, they are one and the same. That's why Jesus declared, I and my Father are one. He declared that so that you also will get to the point of understanding where you will know that you and God are one. This is the key. Do you understand my point? You know, sometimes, even though we teach the subject of confession of the word of God, do you know, many still confess the word of God without believing it. That's why it does not work. Now, the point I'm raising is that which part of you is inside this water now? It's not your body. It's your spirit. Now, when your spirit understands the kind of person he is now, he tells your mind, your will, and your emotion that this is whom I am now. Then, it will control your body. Do you understand my point? Now, excuse me. Have you ever been in a house? Maybe up to three persons are there. Maybe the place is a little bit disorganized or dirty. The rest, three of you are sitting down. You saw something that this place is not supposed to be like that. The rest didn't, you are all sitting down. Happy? Now, you stand up. I practice this several times. If I see maybe that's dead somewhere in the house, I decide to go and pick up broom. So the moment they see me, I pick broom. They say, bring it. The question I ask, do you not see it? Likewise, get it right now. When your heart captures the reality of his personality in Christ Jesus, it will let your mind know. Now, okay, please, can I have four persons here? It will help us now. Gosh, I just want you to go back home with something straight. Four persons. Now, no, you are too tall. Go back. This is the tallest among the right. Okay, now come. This now is the spirit of man. What you call your heart or your spirit. He has conscience. He has communion. He has intuition. The Holy Ghost only deals with him. All the teaching of the Holy Ghost is to communicate with this man, which is the spirit. This same man, who is this spirit, he has a soul. That soul comprises of these three. The will, the emotion, and the mind. Of which, it is what this man tells this one is what God is going to do. What he tells this one will determine the decision he's going to take. What he tells this one is going to reason. Abi, they are joined together. Excuse me. All of you, don't tear his cloth. Just hold part of him. Hold on. Just move. No, don't struggle. Just move. No. Tight. Hold him. Okay, hold him tight. So, no, don't struggle. You just move gently. What happened to them? As we are going, keep going. What happened to them? They are moving. Just keep moving. Now, listen to me now. The direction of your spirit will determine the direction of your soul, which comprises your mind, your will, and your emotion. This one, the heart will use the mind to think. It will use the will to decide what to do. It will use the emotion to feel. Let us say, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that. Do you understand now? Now, as it is now, this is the spirit. This same man now is here. Let me say, another one now. Another person. Quickly. I think this one will bless you the more. Come. Drop down your... Good, thank you. Now, this man now, this very one, is the body of this man. You now realize that, as they are now, you can never see this man. But what do you see now? You see his body. If I look at him from here, because no man can look at you from here. Only God can look at you from here. The Holy Ghost is not here. Holy Ghost is attached to this man now. Sometimes the Holy Ghost let us go. Because he has not educated this one. They say they are not going. For that reason, he can't move. At the same time, this very man called the body is our enemy. This is your body. Because all what this body related with is outside. This body never relates with the Holy Ghost. He has no relationship with God. As we see, so is our enemy. That's why when somebody dies, his body doesn't go to heaven. He decay here. Because this is where the body was made. The body of man was not made by the word of God. The body of man was made by clay. God made your body by clay. That's why when you die, they say, the man don't die, but we are going to bury him. Bury who? The man has gone. You are only burying his house. Now, listen to me. This same man now is here. Whispering to this three. Although they are one. Okay, I got where I'm going now. Join your hands together. No. You, hold this one. Hold this one. Just hold it. You now, hold this one. Good. Okay? Hold this one. Hold him. Who is this man holding? The soul. Who is this man holding? The spirit. Now, please go. No. As he's going, you two be going back. Hold him. You see the difficulty now. Excuse me. When our soul did not listen to our spirit, it will listen to our body. But when our soul listens to our body, the function listens to our spirit, the function of the body is what? Is paralyzed. But whenever our spirit now, our soul listens to our body, the function of our spirit is paralyzed. This is the problem. That's why you see someone, okay, if this man now understood the subject of it, they say, no, which is why you are here. But this one didn't listen. And this man said, honestly speaking, you are sick, oh. Excuse me, what happened now? You are burying the potential of your reality. This is the problem of the world. We have been saved. But our soul is not saved. Our soul will be saved every day. It's saving, being saved every day. By the renewing of our minds. Am I communicating? Okay, now, do your work very well now. Heard him very well. Now, the Holy Ghost will not drag you. He wanted coming. What happened? Why? The spirit is willing. But what happened to the flesh? It's weak. That is why when you get to the place of prayer, see? Father, you are so good to her. The problem now is this. the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Oh my God. Now, but when this man makes a strong decision, say, look, I am going to the direction of the Holy Ghost. What he's saying now, he's telling this one. By the time this one agrees with where he's going, what happened now? Move by force. Oh, you're loose. This is exactly what happened. By the time he now goes down, he hears something strange from heaven called divine. Now he's now executing it. They say, oh, they will be looking at him. This man is very powerful. The man is not powerful. It is because he has agreed with the Almighty God who is powerful. Ha! I wish you understand it. See, listen. The soul, the body will say, watch cartoon for morning to night. Oh my God. This is a practical, this is a family, right? Let me tell you the truth. You see this answer, bar? If you don't really understand why the answer was brought, it may kill you. This is the problem. The spirit of man is the one that the Holy Ghost ministers to. So when the spirit now agree, understand very well, the understanding of this man now, that we say he understands, is that he's telling this. This is what we are going to do. And you have no option. Now, the moment you say you have no option, this man literally dropped. Go your way. Go your way. I'm not even. So as you are going, I will be following you. Because I'm your house now. That is what happened. How many of you are blessed?
Now.
So the agreement of this man now with the Holy Spirit.
I said, don't you know that you and I are the same? He said, what? I said, yes. That's what I'm telling you. Say, but you are called the Holy Ghost. But I'm just a common man. I said, we made you in our image.
But then that can enter into your consciousness. You say, yes, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Even though when you are weak, you say, let the weak say,
I am strong.
That's when the spirituality began.
Am I communicating?
At that point, you don't need keyboard. You don't need anybody to sing for you. From nowhere, one song will just come. You started singing. Have you ever been to that point? It is then that you are now benefiting from God. Without that, no benefit. We only practice what is called religion. Are you with me now? How many of you are blessed? Go back to us. Thank you very much. So, the teaching of the Holy Spirit is this. It will educate you to know what God has made you to be. It will educate you to know that God himself wants to pass through your life to do something. That is why I say, let us make man in our image after our operation so that he will operate like us. Yes, not on an independent way. With us. That's why Jesus said, this thing is impossible with man, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. So all the dealings that God will be dealing with any man through the Holy Ghost, he only dealt with the man's spirit. Not with the man's soul, nor with the man's body. So the baptism of the Holy Ghost touches your soul to agree with your spirit. That is why he restored my soul. Restore your soul for what? He restored your soul to agree with your spirit. That's Psalm 23. He restored my soul to agree with my spirit. Oh my God. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Now, he restored my soul. The question is that restoring your soul to do what? To agree with your spirit. The danger we face today is that many of us, our souls never agree with our spirit. So we see those who actually enter into the realm of suction I'm talking about. Whenever they mention their spirit, they mention their soul. Let's check Mary. Luke chapter 1, verse 46 and 47. Hallelujah. Oh my, I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Verse 46. My soul, and Mary said, look at what it says. When something has happened. You know, the angel now spoke to him. That Holy One, which has, that thing which shall be born of you, shall be called the Son of the Highest. You will see that immediately the angel spoke, he started educating her. You know, how can this thing be? He explained. And the Holy Ghost shall fall upon you, you shall receive the power of the Highest and all of this. But when he gets to this point, he now says, my soul doeth magnify the Lord. And my spirit, look at what he said in 47, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. It means, look at this, it is the rejoicing of our spirit that brought the magnification of his soul. The voice now, the voice of rejoicing now, if I utter something of gladness or rejoicing, it means that rejoicing did not start in my mouth. It did not start in my mind. It started where? In my spirit. By the time your spirit understood very clearly what the Holy Ghost said concerning your spirit, rejoicing took place. Then in your mind, in your will, and in, you are now willing to do, to take steps. Do you understand now? So when you are now willing to take steps, then the result. Singing back is beyond singing. Ha ha ha. And Mary said, my soul, do I magnify the Lord? And my spirit, at rejoice in God, my Savior. Remember, it did not say, my soul magnify in the Lord. It means your soul only reflects what your spirit man has contacted. And your spirit man can only contact the living God or the devil. Have you ever heard that? Some people are here, they say they fly to America. They say they are called wish. They sit down here, they fly. What kind of thing is that? It means their spirits are so tight with devilish spirits that they travel and cause something and come back. Now, if devil who educate the spirit of man like that, is it the Holy Ghost that will not educate your mind and your heart more than that? Are you with me now? No. Listen. And Mary said, my soul doeth magnify the Lord. He does it. And my spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior. The question is that, who put that rejoicing in our spirit? The Holy Spirit. And as soon as the Holy Ghost put that rejoicing in our spirit now tell our soul, this is what has happened. You must cooperate now. You must do what? Cooperate now. And the moment that cooperation took place, what happened? He now utter. Three things took place there now. I beg 14. What our spirit received from the Holy Spirit? What our soul accepted our spirit to be, then our mouth. You know, your mouth is not in your soul. Your mouth is not in your spirit. Your mouth is compact with your body. So now, when you see somebody talking, whatever anybody is saying, is a reflection of his person. I wish you understand. It's a serious issue. But no problem. We are getting there. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the word of God fire into your soul. As it's been fired into your spirit, man. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, excuse me. If a man did not drink water for 10 days, for instance, will he be willing to go and urinate? Eh? He can even stay 2 days. What happened? Because nothing enter. Likewise, if nothing enter into your spirit, man, through the Holy Spirit, nothing good can come out there. This is just the key to this matter. Okay, somebody who have not drank water for maybe 10 days, will he urinate at home? Will he wake him, go and urinate? You say, nothing is here. Why? Because nothing comes in. So the Holy Ghost educates your spirit by the rod of the word of God. So when thou understand the hope, you will know that actually you were created by God as a super being. And you will walk in that. You will operate in that. Oh my God. I say you will operate with that. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When that agreement comes to being, then something beginning to, you will be willing to do something. Eh? Now, let's say for instance, if the governor of any state call any individual, and is calling that individual to abuse him, why would that individual answer his call? Is it because he loves the governor or because he's afraid? He's afraid that why should the governor come here? You understand that? Uh-huh. But if the governor of that same state relate with that person very well, I mean when he comes, he show him contract or they discuss some things. When he call him, will he be willing to go? He will go there reluctantly. When will he go reluctantly? Because he knew the man that he's not a correct person. Abi? Now, why will he go willingly when he understood that man is doing well? Now, when you understand that God, the Almighty God, is a merciful Father, and is loving, and is good, nobody will force you to go to him. You will go to him willingly. This is the point I'm striking now. Many of us today, we still go to God not willingly. And whatever control cannot control your will, you are wasting your time. This is the point of this. Because we, the will of man, God respects it. And what happened in the garden after the creation of man? What God does to Adam was that he breathed into his nose the breath of life, and he became a living soul, not a living spirit. Already Adam is existing, has been existing. But he wants his soul to cooperate with his spirit. That's why he has to. What happened to Adam that day was what happened to them on the day of Pentecost. Adam was baptized in the Holy Ghost. His soul was cooperating with his spirit. And God now come. God write the name of all the animals and label them. He now brought them to Adam to see whether Adam now is beginning to see the way God, what God is showing him. And when Adam asked, what is this? He said, this one is elephant. He said, correct. It's not me. It's not that Adam sat down to say, this shall be called animal. He didn't say this shall be called elephant. God has already named them and now brought them to the man to see what the man will call them. Whether the man will call them a different thing, God will say, this is not what. That's why when you have a child that want to start talking, he calls something wrongly, right? What do you tell that child? This is not what they call it, this is how they call it. Excuse me, when a child has grown to the point of to the age of 20 years, do you teach him that again? He should know. You know that he knows. Am I communicating? At that point, you send the child willingly Do you understand? Oh my God, are you with me? Now, when you become born again newly, he tolerates a lot of your mistakes. When you say, it's not like that, it's not like that. But when you have advanced, when you do not say, do you not know that this thing ought not to be do like that? Is that it? Do you understand that? The correction at that time look like rebuke. But the correction at when you are a baby, what happens? Eh? Do you notice when he say, Satan get behind me from Peter? Peter has worked with him for almost 3 years that time. Eh? Do you understand? How did he talk to him at that point? Harshly. Don't know why Peter didn't run away. Something has already entered, he can't run. Even if he run, that thing will be speaking, go back. Do you understand the point? Uh-huh. So backsliding now happen at the baby stage, not at mature stage. Do you get the point I'm raising? Eh? Backsliding happen when? Now, at the end, this is our body. Eh? The new body will be saved. At when? At the restoration. And at that restoration, everyone on earth, your body will be 30 years old. It will not grow more than 30 years. It will not be less than 30 years. Do you know why? 33 years. Because Jesus was raised from the dead at the age of 33 years. So that is why he said, behold, what manner of man, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. It has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when it shall be revealed, we shall be like him. At the restoration, all our bodies, the body of God will be as Christ. It will not grow old. It will not grow least. That's at the restoration. Oh my God. Are you with me? Now. Give us 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2 quickly. Is God blessing anyone now? Oh, they are not answering me. If you didn't understand the message for the first time, please get the cassette. You will listen to it again and again and again. You will get where you are going. Now, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knew us not, because it knew him not. Do you know the word? It mentioned the pride of life, didn't know him. The lust of eyes, didn't know him. Are you seeing that? Let me ask you a question. How do you know that a car is very flashy and beautiful? Eh? Is it your spirit that sees all your body? Verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God? We are the sons of God. But, and it does not yet appear what we shall, he's talking of what we shall be at the resurrection to come. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. This is the key. Do you understand? You need this understanding here to be able to live well here. And you need that same understanding to be rapturable. Huh? Do you understand? The teaching of the Holy Spirit is to let you know that you and him are one and the same. Stand to your feet. So that's why we always say, if I'm not giving your life to Jesus, just stay right there where you are. Just say, Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins. And I believe that you were raised from the dead for my justification. I invite you to my heart. Come and dwell here. In the name of Jesus. Now, when you do that, you will be saved, right? Now when you understand the mission that you have had tonight, you will be glorified. What does it mean? The glory will be glorified mean by him means his life, his spirit will reflect through your life. You will be speaking before people as a man. Eh? They will be seeing a man, but what will be coming out of you is a kai. This thing is summer. You will not lay hand on the sick without opening your mouth. Something will take place. This is the key. That's the life we want us to. They may send people to you to go and kill you. Before they reach you, they say they're confused. It's happening. We've seen it like that many ways. It's still happening. Do you understand my point? They say, go and do. I say, ah, no, you can't do this. Yeah, no, you can't do this one for this person. We don't even understand. We just go there. We are confused. Can it happen?
Yes, sir.
You were created by God. You were created in God. And you are created for God. But you need to understand. Lift all your hands and say, and I'm going to say, thank you, Lord. Help me never to forget what I've had today. Let it become my life and my spirit all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be for you. So shall it be for you. Grace to understand the things of the Spirit. Grace to understand the Holy Ghost demand. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.